סעיף קו"ב הלכות בריח, לילי והלוכה, about he got a sausage, a hot dog, which has got on it a skin. Are you allowed to take off the skin from the hot dog, the naknik, a long time before you eat it? The same thing as the question if you got vina tzuba, if you got hard cheese, which has got on it a peel, got on it a skin, are you allowed to take it off a long time before you want to eat? Some people want to say, kadin like a peel. The halacha is from a peel from a fruit. You're not allowed to take it off a long time before you want to eat. Only stomach l'suda. So some people want to say the same thing is with a hot dog, a sausage, a naknik, or with gvina tzuba, hard cheese, the peel, the skin. You're not allowed to take it off only before one eats. But he says, look in the footnotes, because in the footnotes, some people want to say maybe it's even better than any fruit, that you're allowed to do it even a long time before one eats, because it's not a part of the food altogether. One has to know that we're speaking about a skin which is not usually eaten by everybody. If you're talking about something which everybody eats, the skin won't be a din burial altogether. If you're talking about a hot dog skin, everybody eats it, so it's not a din burial altogether, unless he's an Easternist, then if he's an Easternist, it'll be a different din. But if everybody would eat it, we'll have to know that the skin is not a problem for burial altogether. But if he's a finicky person, and he doesn't eat it, then you'll have the problem from the skin on the naknik. Yeah. Now that's only discussing a naknik. But if you've got a salami, a piece of naknik, which one can eat it from the inside, and one doesn't have to eat it only from the outside, starting with the outside. Since some people are able to eat it from the inside, and you don't have to get to the food from the outside, some people want to say it's more difficult, and that's even according to everybody, one should not take off. Some people want to say that one should not take it off, only take the good from the bad. But some people want to say no, one can still take the peel away like normal fruit. That is Se'if Kof Vod. Now Se'if Kof Zayin, we're discussing a wrapping from a sweet. A wrapping from a sweet does not have a din from mixed the wrapping with the food altogether. It's as if you've got the food inside a box. You're allowed to take off the box from the food a long time before one eats, because it's not considered altogether mixed up. The same thing is if you've got paper, the wrapping from the sweet, and there's no problem to take it off how far you want before one eats, because there's no problem from burial altogether. It's not considered mixed up altogether. Kuf Ches, if you've got a paper on a lollipop or on a ice pop, the same thing, there's no problem to take it off even a long time before one eats, because there's not considered altogether mixed with the lollipop, because it's outside, not considered mixed altogether. If you're allowed to, no problem from boil altogether, you're allowed to do it a long time before one eats. It just says that if you've got problems from tearing the papers, how are you allowed to open it? That's not discussed here, it's discussed in Perek Yud Beis. Kof Tes. A paper which is underneath a uga, which means a cupcake. A baking case which is underneath, or it's called a cup baking case, which is underneath a uga cake. There's no problem to take off the cup case from the uga, because it's not considered altogether mixed with the Uga, because once it's recognizable, the cupcake from the Uga, it's not considered altogether mixed. If he takes off the baking tin from the cake, the same as the baking tin from the cake is not considered morav, not considered mixed with the cake. The same thing is if you've got a cup baking case, then it's not considered altogether mixed up with the cake. Now, one has to know if one tears, he speaks about it in the footnote, that if one tears the cupcake and there's only left over a little bit of the niyah, a little bit of the paper on the cake, that could be a different thing. He now is discussing when it's completely there, it's considered recognizable, one can't say it is considered mixed together. This is, if you took off all the paper and you only left a little bit underneath or on the side, only a little bit, then maybe it will be a different. Then, like we learn later on in the next Sa'if. Sa'if Kuf Yod, if you got a label on the challah or a label on the bread. So if you got a name which is stuck on the bread or a label, now the label is a small thing which is stuck onto the bread or the challah that is considered mixed together with the challah. Therefore, it's got problems from Bola, and you should take off a bit of the challah with the label, and then you shouldn't have a problem from Bola altogether. Now, he says in the footnote that according to the Mishnah Brura, if you do it samuch l'achia, there's no problem altogether. Yeah. According to the Mishnah Brura. But if you want to get out of any problems altogether, then one should take it with a bit of the challah. Kuf Yud Aleph. If you've got a sticker which is on the fruit, like if you got a pear or an apple which has got on it, or an orange which has got on it, a sticker. Now this sticker is very, very easy to take it off. So some people want to say it's not a problem from Bola altogether to take it off from the fruit, and one can take it off even not before one eats, because it's not considered mixed together altogether. But if one wants to be worried that maybe it is considered a mixture, then you take it off with a bit of the fruit, according to everybody, that then it would be allowed.